Hey, Elon. Read it and weep, pal.
Yeah, hey, Elon.
Read it and weep, pal. We're already
I was
going
to do something crude there, but...
What are you going to do?
Yeah, just like suck my balls or something like that.
Yeah, Elon. Hey, Elon.
Hey, Elon!
How about you, Elon...
Probably worse.
Elon this long, musky dick.
Yeah.
Elon musky dick. Huh?
We're on Mars. We're on Mars. Mars. Yeah.
Morse.
We're on Mars, bitch. We got here first. So you've been working on this for 10 years, and we just did it. We just got here.
Yeah.
And actually, we've started building, too.
Yep.
We got a little colony right here. There's a TMG. We threw that up first.
Yeah.
The TMG sign.
So we have to let them know we got this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have, oh, my God. What?
We have a guest?
Dad?
Not it.
Well, he's home.
He's home.
How was work?
It was great.
It was great. Oh, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMGstudios.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGstudios.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
Get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
We're starting.
I'm debating on the glasses. I don't need them.
Did we?
Brian
did
Jordan
we
Alvarez
you,
is here.
Brian Jordan Alvarez. Thank you for joining
so
us.
So glad to be back.
Once again.
This is my real home.
Did we tell Mars. You business casual? Or
you guys told me formal, full formal black tie. And I'm dressed down for the black tie event I thought I was coming to.
I think those are the shoes they pulled off of Bruce Lee after he died. Sorry.
Did Bruce Lee wear loafers?
Yeah. I think that's what he was wearing on the set when he... All right.
Whoa.
I took it there. Sorry.
Are you going somewhere after this? Or
no, I'm coming from...
I'm coming from somewhere.
You know what? I'm a real-ass writer these days, among other things.
Damn,
but the writing
wear?
Is the part I can talk about.
And wait, you wear this to write in?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm the boss. I'm the boss on a thing that we're writing. What am I allowed to say?
So you go to the writer's room.
I go to a writer's room where I am the boss. I think I'm allowed to
and
say
you're
all
the boss.
This. And I like to dress up for it a little bit. Yeah.
So do you just sit?
This is my choice. Everybody else is wearing like a hoodie, and I'm like wearing this, you know, half suit. These are Lululemon pants, though. You know. So.
Also, they're like kind of a nice hybrid.
Yeah. Exactly. They got some stretch.
So do you just sit there and in the writer's room, you drink coffee and you just watch people write?
You just smoke cigarettes. Hey. And you unfold the newspaper.
Yeah.
No, wait, what do I...
You
no.
stopped writing. More writing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't see any typing happening.
You writing.
And you mush them into the
That's
typewriter.
How you run a writer's room. yeah. Writer. You're like, smell the keys.
How's this for a paragraph? This is a good paragraph.
Yeah. So much... And then it ends up being really good.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, actually.
That stuff you wrote with your face yesterday when I was... Yeah.
I really liked what you did yesterday.
That was such a fucking job. Yeah. No, it is so fun. Just like you just like sit around and like make each other laugh and then you're like, oh yeah, let's do that. And it's,
does anyone ever go, we should start a podcast?
No. I feel like that's the only that's the only environment where people don't say it.
He's like, no, it's a real job. All right. No, we don't do that.
It's actually the only job above podcasting.
Writing.
Yeah. It's the final. No, it's interesting you say that because it is almost like you're podcasting and then you're transcribing that into a
because we sometimes we sit and we riff and then we're like, we should write.
Yeah. Exactly.
We should start a writer's room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me and Cody happened to, because the problem with me and Cody is, you know, we're like,
It's just so ingrained that if you put us anywhere, we just start podcasting with each other.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, we can just start talking.
It's organically arising.
And then they go, hold on, guys, and they just put microphones in our hands.
Yeah, yeah. Things just assemble around you, and you're like sort of suspended. And
whenever we're alone and we're just speaking, we're like, we should write this stuff down.
Yeah.
So, well, dude, what's it like being the boss?
It's great. It's great. No, and I'm also, maybe I'm no, I guess I'm technically the boss, but it doesn't feel like it. I mean, yeah, it's really cool to be getting to be creative and really high level, you know, professional. I mean, you guys know what it's like, but it's
no, like, we have no idea what it's like. No, to wear Lululemon pants and loafers.
I know. I had these little no-show socks on, but they were showing, which is exactly what they're not supposed to do.
Oh, soon.
They're showing a little bit of white.
Can't have
but
that.
Yeah, recycling period blood. I'm seeing the
this is what I wanted to show you, but they
oh shit,
you guys
oh,
ruined that, it.
That's the punchline.
Yeah.
Oh shit,
that's what it's about. But what about the one I just sent? I think we'll like this better because I think it's a little bit similar to what we were just talking about with the slamming the head on the typewriter.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Pull that one up?
That's how. That's how they've written every great show.
Slamming the head on the typewriter.
Yeah. Just you know. That's why we don't have the golden age of cinema anymore, because ever since we moved away from typewriters, the head writer can't slam the writer's heads into anything.
I wanted to show you guys. So this is a headline. Man crushed to death by robot in South Korea. Autonomous robot mistakes man for box of vegetables, slamming him against the conveyor belt to his death.
Oh, my God.
Why are you laughing?
Just turn him into a vegetable.
Autonomous robot mistakes man. Oh, yeah, I turned him into, yeah.
Sorry.
You ruined it. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a little further than a vegetable.
Yeah, more like boxed wine.
That's true.
They put that robot on Titan submersible mode.
Somebody brought that up the other day, and I was like, God.
Where did they go?
When was that? That was like...
the good old days.
Yeah.
I missed that fucking submersible.
Yeah. That was such a moment. When was that? May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2019? When was that?
No, it was pretty recent.
I know. It was so recent.
Yeah, everyone's...
But it was just like the way that dominated the media, and then it was just gone.
Yeah. Time just moves too fast now, and I don't think it's because we're getting older. I think it just is moving faster.
Yeah, they're doing it.
They're speeding up the thing. I think they are.
Yeah.
I think they notched it up a little bit.
I know.
They,
TikTok,
well,
probably.
Them, you know?
1.5 speed.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Cute.
If TikTok gets brought up, you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Time to be moving fast.
Yeah, I was watching Alina, like, she was watching some video that I would watch, but she has that feature, because not everyone has it on TikTok, where you hold your thumb down and it goes 2x.
Have really?
I think I'm missing a lot of features. On
yeah, that. her version.
I have that.
I don't have it.
Oh,
mine.
Let me see if
I love it. I use it all the time because my brain is, I can't watch things on normal speed anymore.
Well,
unless it's on a smart fridge.
It was something pretty morbid. It was about, I don't know, some murder or something. And she was, I'm looking at her.
She's just trying to get to the ending.
So I'm like,
God, I didn't know I could do that.
Isn't that sick?
And then what if I hold it 3 times? Is there any way to, it just does 2 times, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would you want to watch?
Cool. Am I just watching my own content? Maybe. Yeah. Oh, my new song, Dentist.
So you're telling me it works? Hold on. I got a little something I can test this out on.
Stuff that
so you're telling me?
So it also works on Pickle in the Fridge. My other song. That's really interesting.
Well, you guys are both no case iPhoners.
Yeah.
That is bold. That is so sleek. You just break it every day and you just buy a new
one.
Yeah. Like, I don't give a
shit.
That
is the case. It is its own case.
Yeah.
Couldn't give less of a shit.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a broken phone for a few weeks?
No.
Like,
these phones don't fucking break anymore.
You can drop them and they don't break?
No.
Are
they don't break
for
anymore.
Real?
This is how well.
When's the last time you saw someone with a cracked phone?
Today,
but was it like an iPhone 8?
Yeah, exactly. No. They were both old. Wait, I want to try it.
Watch this.
Because you know what? Whoa.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on. I'm going to shoot it with a gun.
Yeah.
Noah, you know what? I bought the new iPhone. I'm gonna start doing that. This is the second to newest one, which is what, the 14. I bought the new one, and then I tried to transfer over, and I got like bored and lazy, and I didn't. And so the new one is just sitting in my house, so I could just use this until I break it.
That's even more of a flex than breaking. Us saying we don't care.
I low-key have the new phone.
We're actually using that.
Right.
You're like, I have the new one.
Yeah, I have one.
I don't give a shit that much.
Yeah,
sitting on.
No, but you know what it is? It's like this one has everything where I know it should be and stuff. And then I tried to move, and I was like, all my apps are on a different page, and I didn't.
You're not helping your case at all.
So you give this guy one head writer's job. And
I know, dude.
He's just out buying phones.
Holy fuck.
You know, Brian, I'll tell you something. It's really nice, these new phones. I might be standing on a subway, right, when I'm in New York, and I just throw it under the tracks.
Fuck yeah.
And before my blood pressure can reach a certain level, somehow, there's my assistant. Hey, I came here just in time.
Yeah, he's like, oh. Mr. Miller. And this yeah, picks him out. Yeah. And got the phone.
Right. Yeah. And you're like,
thanks, buddy.
Guess I'm gonna need a new assistant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a good test to see which ones will make it. You know, sometimes I like to take a cruise, and I take my assistant on that cruise, and we'll be standing on the edge of the water, and I go, "It'd be really tough if I just," and I throw it.
Yeah. I like
they
to take
catch it before. Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah.
I like to take them through tours of a South Korean vegetable factory.
You like, see these automated machines?
Then I throw the iPhone on the conveyor belt. I'm like, go get it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's the first one. Here's the second one. Okay? You're going to love this.
Oh, and I should.
Wait, hold on. Can I just for a second. I get sometimes a lot of flack for violent thoughts on this show.
Right.
And I just want to let the record show today, I'm not the one bringing them. But
no,
I am
no,
commenting
I brought-
on them.
I brought it for you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Cody's like, oh, Noel's really violent. He'll like this one.
Yeah. We're presenting it with violent imagery.
No, as morbid as it is, I just think it's a funny thought. It's not funny.
It is
like,
funny.
It is kind of funny.
It's
just
funny.
Just thinking about like.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that vegetable just thing just.
So hard. Just without mercy because it's like, oh, this is
and
a bag
just
of,
the worker next to
this is zucchinis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they don't even leave.
And the machine just kind of looks at her and it's like.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm out.
Anyways, what is this one you want to
okay,
show?
Okay, next one.
Oh, this one's a tweet.
The recycling.
From the famous X.
The recycling one. The top one.
The first one we were talking about. Yeah. Okay.
I think this is really weird, gross, and woo-woo, but hear me out. So I use period underwear and washable reusable pads. And every month I soak them in water to get the blood out, wring them out to wash them, and then I add more water to the bloody water.
The forbidden Kool-Aid.
Water to make a sort of diluted blood water fertilizer.
Anyone else thirsty right now?
Whoa, blood water fertilizer.
That I use to water my plants. Period blood is really rich in minerals like potassium, nitrogen, phosphorus, and iron, all of which are incredibly healthy for plants. And this is one way that I can have a reciprocal relationship with my plants. They bring me so much joy and green, especially in the wintertime, and I can nourish them in return with nutrients from my own body.
This is so
nothing
pure.
Goes to
they're like, this tastes like shit. Stop.
Yeah,
stop feeding us this fucking blood water.
Yeah.
She's the no, first.
She's coming back. She's coming back. No,
she's the first.
Oh,
person
we're
to
good.
Get...
We're full. We're not thirsty at all. She's the first person to get a Venus flytrap to like just close on its.
Yeah, eye. Yeah. It's like. Yeah. It's like, she sends her boyfriend in to just take shits in the plants. She's like, this is really organic fertilizer.
I mix my cum with water. And feed them.
You should
plant.
Make that. Yeah. Yeah.
They say you should talk to your
dirty
plants.
Dirty cum
okay.
underwear. Yeah.
I fart on my plants daily.
Yeah, they love it.
Damn.
Waste. I feel connected to nature, and I wonder if you've ever given
yeah,
this a try.
You feel connected to nature because you're fucking bleeding on it, yeah. Dude.
Wow. You came across this on Instagram Reels?
Yeah, man. My algorithm's really fucked up.
Only on Reels. My Reels stuff is all period blood.
Yeah. I'm just trying to search for things to do with recycled period blood. Like a life hack, you know? Because I got a bunch of it laying around.
Yeah, and then you come across this.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Just, yeah. I'm just searching something normal, like what to do with my recycled period blood, and then I come across this crazy video.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't drink it as fast as I'm collecting it.
Yeah.
So I'm just...
I can't drink it.
You know?
Yeah, we just... There's just a lot of extra.
And my buds, they just don't have the stomach for it, so I'm thinking, okay, well, some fun I could do with this.
Period blood for... I'm looking at her caption. Period blood for watering plants.
Man, the coffee's got...
Soak period undies...
Oh, firing? On all cylinders?
Yeah. Gosh,
I'm the wrong way?
Doing a little too many act outs already. We're only 15 minutes in. Let's chill.
I definitely knew a couple where they were on the natural side of things. And the girl used Diva cup.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And the guy definitely drank the blood.
No way.
He was doing it sort of to show off.
But show off to who?
To me and my friend.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're just saying that thing about your iPhone that you don't, you know, you have the new one, you're not using it. That's a cool flex. Check
Check this out.
Check this
You ever seen period blood in a Diva cup?
Yeah. What is a Diva cup? I mean, I know it collects the blood, but.
I think that's it, yeah.
It's just a cup that you wear and.
This is good. Three dudes.
I don't know, yeah.
What do you think the
we
Diva cup?
We can get to
cup?
The bottom of this.
Yeah. That's what he said when he tipped it up.
Exactly.
Hey. Yep,
all the way to the bottom. And that rests
sense.
Inside the human body? Yes. Oh, there's a gorgeous,
what's
graphic.
What sound does that make when it comes out?
Yeah. Or he goes, ah.
Yeah.
Ah. Wow.
There's an herbal essence commercial in there.
Diva. Diva.
Okay,
wait, go down a little bit.
And
what's
right
that
into your
to
cactus.
That sort of bougie-looking ad.
Yeah.
Whenever you see stuff advertised in this.
In liminal 3D space.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know this.
You're
is...
like, I'm a millennial. I'll buy this.
Oh, some flat colored backgrounds?
Yeah, man. What is the thing to the left? Yeah. It's like, oh, that's just lip balm. Okay, wait.
Oh, it's a tampon style applicator, dude.
Oh.
Oh, this
tampon style
grip
applicator.
Ring.
Oh, so you can.
Oh, there's a thin-walled section.
Okay, that's curious. Crazy, man.
This is great.
I want to talk to someone who just rocks this normally.
I'm wearing one right now.
Picture of dude coming out with. Never mind.
One
just
for
poop,
their
like hanging out of this thing. It's way too small. It barely catches like a third of my turd.
Third of my turd.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, no, it's like some Silicon Valley guy that's like wants to work 14 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah.
I started leaning into the Diva cup and I found that if I drink just a small amount of Soylent, I can poop the exact amount and I can continue working uninterrupted.
Right.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Oh, there's one censored image there. Oh, wow. Here's a whole collection.
That's what I wanted to share with you today.
we uncensored. It's your friend just drinking that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but last time I was on this podcast, I was talking about the Australian accent. We were talking about how there's that R sound that Americans hear.
Nord.
And somebody went viral duetting me because I was on the podcast saying, do Australians hear the R sound that they're saying at the end of no? And this girl duetted me and she's like, there's no R sound. And
you're sitting there like, yes, there is.
And what do the comments say? You're like, well, she just did it.
No, she wasn't doing it. It actually made me analyze it and be like, yeah, it makes sense. It's like, there's not an R sound, but we're hearing one, and if you let it, that can help you kind of figure out the accent. But it makes sense. They're going, there's no R sound, and we're going, yes, there is. And that tension is where the accent lives.
Because it seems like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like when they go noi, it's like the back of their tongue coming up.
Nor, exactly. Nor.
Which can sound like an R.
Yeah, it can. Nor.
But I realize like there's two, dude, are you watching Love Island Games, by the way?
No.
Oh my fucking God.
Do they kill each other in this
one? Yeah, dude. It's fight to the death.
Yeah, Hunger Games?
It's fucking. So the people get that get eliminated are actually dead, so they
could you it's imagine? Awesome. Could you imagine, dude?
Yeah.
I've said this before, but imagine it's like 16 islanders compete for true love.
Yeah.
If you get eliminated, just fold them right in front of the cast.
Yeah. No, they fight each other.
Yeah.
That's what it, because that's what it is. It's like the
Oh my god! Oh yeah, it's like that was like some capsule inside their head. All right, such a good. Yeah. Anyway, so what's the games?
Well, it's funny because it like your fate in the house is less decided by like you know the people at home or whether or not you're coupled up.
Sorry, they just put a sniper scope on that dude's head. Can we run that back
right into our hand?
They put a sniper scope on that dude's head. Hold up! Look at this. Target acquired.
Yeah, it's kind of like Squid Games.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
where there's exactly. Just people, like hella like producers with guns on the outskirts.
They're like, oh, I'm getting him.
Yeah. No, it's like basically they face off like this.
Okay.
Like they challenge. Like they, you know, if you lose the games, that's when you can get evicted.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
So
and it's like it's the all-star version, so it's all people like that's Liberty.
So this is
Niall.
Yeah, is this
you've
naked?
Watched a lot of seasons of this
of Love Island?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is the American one.
I've watched a lot of hours. Well, no, it's everyone. It's every country.
Oh,
they bring a couple people from Australia, people from the UK, and then the famous people from the US one.
Wow.
But the Australian people have like a weird accent. That's not the
it's not the standard.
No, it's fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking
bogan.
You think it is?
Right. No, I don't know.
Don't
quote me on that.
Yeah, apparently, because I do this Australian accent that people like, and in Australia, it often goes viral because people go, what? This guy isn't Australian? I was just watching this video, and I didn't understand why people were saying it was crazy, and then I realized this guy's not Australian. He's American. That's so wild. But apparently, I'm doing some specific Australian accent and I don't know what that is. They're like, oh yeah, this is exactly from this place and it's this guy. And I'm like, is it? I didn't know that.
What area?
It's like if somebody does a perfect American accent but they're doing a Southern accent. And you're like, that's a perfect Southern accent. And they're like, oh, I just thought I was doing an American accent.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you sound. What?
My the hell's Alabama? I said to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that, but I said to him.
That's how you sound.
Actually, there's this really funny TikTok of this, I think it's a Chinese guy saying, like, he can't speak English, but it's like him saying what English sounds like to him.
Oh, hell yeah.
So it sounds like he's really close to speaking English, but he's not saying real words.
Right, yeah. right.
Awesome.
You seen that Chinese shop guy who, he like went, is blown up there saying he was speaking Chexin? Because he's like very clearly Chinese, but, and he's selling a product, but he's putting on this hard Texas accent.
Right.
And my boy Steve was from Texas and he was watching it going, why does this dude sound like my neighbor?
Yeah.
He's like, we got a grade A product right here. You plug it into the bar and the lights turn on and
right. Yeah. My mom's Colombian and we grew up in Tennessee and that's where we lived. And like some of her Colombian friends, the English that they spoke was also with a Southern accent and a Colombian accent.
That's
that
crazy.
Was always crazy to hear.
Found it here. Luke, can you play that?
Well, you didn't finish, so you're watching the Love Island games, which is just like...
Oh, just the Australian accents reminded me of it, because the people on the show have just a weird accent that I've never heard.
Wait, are the games good, though? Is it like naked American Ninja Warrior, or is it kind of
stupid shit? No, they're kind of the same as they always have been. They're just more competitive.
Got it.
So, like, they did the one where you, like, spit fluid into the other person's mouth, and then you try to fill up a jar, but everyone's competing against each other, so it's like you're trying to fill up the other person's jar.
Yeah. Wait, these dudes? Oh, I've seen this. Yeah, I've seen this.
Play this.
Today we have the bordering of Afghanistan near Hampshire, the Afghani OCC border area. We have the rocket launcher firing, altering the people 35-1 to the Balkans.
That's crazy.
Isn't that awesome?
That's crazy.
What are these dudes? Are they like Turkish or...
They are out in the mountains.
They're from 35, Pakistan.
35 onto the boat.
Pakistani. Yeah.
Wow.
It's I like thinking about these guys just sitting around wherever they're at and they're like in their native tongue, they're like, hey, do that American shit.
Yeah.
Bet. And they're just chuckling.
Is that viral?
Yeah, that one blew up.
Yeah. Whoa. Couple mil on that bad.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Couple cool million likes, you know?
Wow. I love where they are. They are just out in...
chilling.
They're like on Brokeback Mountain or something. Those guys are together. Oh, my God. Speaking of being gay, I was in bed with a man last night, sleeping, totally PG. But the story's not about that. My fire alarm in my building went off. It was the crazy. For some reason, they just have the most effective fire alarm that I've ever heard of in a building. And the machine that makes the sound is in my bedroom,
okay.
Which I think is on purpose because they're like, we gotta get these people up and out. We woke up. The sound was the loudest sound I've ever heard. We were screaming, looking at each other. We couldn't figure out what was going on. We're like, are you okay? I'm sorry. And then we like finally figured it out. But then still the sound is like, it's like the loudest sound you've ever heard over and over again. Meanwhile, I can't find my keys. And then we finally get out there and they're like, oh yeah, sorry. It was a system error. I was like, I thought Jesus I was being back. Shot. Yeah, we thought I was talking to him later when it all settled down. I was like, what did you think was going on? And he was like, I actually thought I was dying. I thought something was happening and I was dying.
I think of that dude from TikTok. When you die, you will hear the death rattle.
Oh yeah,
you motherfuckers thought you were going dude. Just wong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh this fuck! This is the death rattle.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That's funny. What? Just like a normal alarm, or was it the alarm for like the whole floor or something? Just happened to be in. Your
oh no! Because it wasn't my. No! It was for the whole building. I live in like an apartment complex.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was going off in the whole building and everywhere. It was just like, it was just unnecessarily loud. It's like. Who invented that sound?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude. When
it was like it was doing. It was like getting inside of my brain. I was like,
it's like doing
I am
the opposite
being
of what it's
injured.
It's like doing the opposite of what it's supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed
yeah.
to like alert
yeah,
you.
Like,
hey, there's something wrong.
You're making wrong. Me complacent.
And yeah, yeah. Instead, you're just like,
yeah, exactly. Like, no, actually, the alarm killed me.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
fire ended up being fine. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like,
damn.
You're too panicked. You can't find your keys. You yeah. can't open your door because your like brain isn't
thinking,
working.
What if you fucking have a heart attack when the fire alarm goes?
Yeah,
off
exactly,
and you're just
yeah.
dead in your apartment.
And then the fucking
of a heart attack, and everybody's gone. Nobody's there to save you because they're all evacuated.
The jigsaw dude who made that sound is just standing over your body, like, yep,
yeah, exactly.
That's right. It worked.
There's a new. Have you seen this new trend on Twitter where they'll show somebody like at the end of a very violent movie with like their head blown open, and they say, "Did she make it? Or do you guys think she made it?"
No, no, that's good. Good. Damn, I'm just thinking. I'm still thinking about this alarm. Just and you're like,
yeah.
You just can't move.
Exactly.
Grab the keys. You're like,
I need help.
Damn. Well, glad you made it out, bro.
Yeah, man.
No, when we were in Kansas City, we got to our fucking hotel room. The minute we got in our room, the fire alarm went off, and that one, that shit felt. The designer was from 1950 or something, because it had a kind of like a
oh nice,
and then it had
like,
a voice.
That's the British police.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it had a voice. It was like, attention,
all, of you.
All guests. Actually, if anything, this person was
like
from the year 3000. Yeah,
yeah.
All guests report to the lobby.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, is this World War III?
Yeah, re-education seminar.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Re-education.
Yeah, report to the lobby.
Damn.
That's the best.
Good old dude, I love when your fire alarm or like your home alarm just spazzes on you. That's yeah. always good. Mm. Having a good day and it just fucking
yeah, the regular smoke alarm is bad enough. Yeah. yeah. You always hit that thing with a broom, but really you kind of just want to break it. You're like, mm-hmm. I just break that fucking thing off the ceiling.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes. Like, would it be that bad if you just fucking ripped the battery out, took that thing down and just rode the wave?
Of what?
Methane.
Of not having
oh yeah yeah
wouldn't, like isn't
oh
that,
yeah methane
would, yeah wouldn't that be the thing to not like if you're dying from methane
you don't
you rather just go
that's what it's like
but that's what I'm saying
oh,
why would you
yeah,
want something
yeah.
to wake you up you're not gonna are you really gonna make it out
yeah I think you do
you
I think you have time
oh okay I'll say this at 70 I'm ripping them down
yeah
And you're turning up the methane supply.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 70.
You're turning
your stove on.
At 70, you're not getting out, you know?
Yeah.
Tattooing. Oh, wait. Should I not read those because it reveals?
That's so good.
I mean, no, this no, one. No. Yeah. You just clicked that one. I sent this
Is
one,
that
dude.
Normal? on a talk show for the guest to be like, so the next subject.
Yeah, yeah.
So
guys, can we move on?
What we got here next. That's not real.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Why would I send it?
Influencer response to people saying she will regret tattoo of boyfriend's name. Is that real?
I hope so. I just think it's awesome.
Kevin. Do you guys remember those old videos of Britney Spears that Kevin Federline, it was like Kevin Federline filming her with a handicap? You could pull this up. She's like, Kevin, stop looking through the peephole. You're acting like a cameraman.
What?
She's like stoned out, I think, or something. Yeah, they're really fun.
I want to see
back
those
in the day. Britney, it was like part of her documentary. She's like, have you ever had butter beans? And then she's like, Britney Spears is like, she's like, have you ever seen Back to the Future? And Kevin's like, I don't know. And she's like, do you think people can really do that? Time travel, travel speed.
Shit. Really?
I always forget. In my mind, Britney Spears like speaks the way she sings.
Right.
I don't ever think
she
of her
does
accent.
More now. Yeah, I think she used to have more of a southern accent.
Yeah, I don't ever think of her the way.
I like her dancing in her house alone.
Yeah, with the knives?
I relate to that. I'm like, hell yeah, let me get some knives and just dance.
I mean, as a celebrity.
This is it. Wow, you found that. Boom.
Britney Spears high.
I'm ugly.
No.
I'm ugly?
I know. Imagine being
That's
Britney
sad.
Spears that fan. I know. It's very sad and real. Yeah.
I'm crying.
And Kevin Federline's like, yup. Like,
I'm ugly.
Like a piece of shit?
Yeah, something like that.
I think he was. Maybe not.
I'm ugly.
No.
I know.
No, he says no.
No, he says, I know.
I'm ugly.
We just keep playing.
My jaw hurts.
That doesn't mean you're ugly. Dude, we're gonna do clips of you.
That's Noelle's voice, actually.
Yeah. Dude, we're gonna do. I'm laughing because this is me and Alina when we're stoned.
I was about to say, can we just say like everyone's been here?
Yeah.
Oh, all for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
We're all Britney, you know.
I want to see that movie.
I love Britney.
Listen, what are you doing?
Yo, this is
like a great intro for a horror film.
Right, right.
Just yeah, no, just no a, face witch, yeah. Found footage. I want to see that movie. Yeah. Give it.
Yeah. When you're zooming in, you're doing something weird.
I'm listening.
Why are you looking through the peephole? You're acting like a cameraman.
Isn't that
Stop
him?
Looking through the
She's
peephole.
She's so right. Why are you looking through the
like
peephole?
You're acting like a cameraman.
Why did that bother her so much? Acting like a camera.
You know, like when you're stoned and everything is just weird. You're like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you looking through the peephole? I think she means, I think this was the time, I mean, I guess we're still like this, but you know, you'd have a handycam and it would have a flip out screen.
Yeah.
And I think he's got the flip out screen closed and he's looking through the peephole and she's like, why are you acting like a camera?
Yeah.
Stop looking through the peephole.
Damn.
There he goes. You're looking through.
Listen.
The- You want to see the movie? Let's go see it.
Well, when is it going to be playing?
We should not have this video, by the way.
Why?
I'm just, this feels like one of those where the public should not have this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think maybe it was in a documentary.
Had to have been.
Or something. Yeah.
Damn, K-Fed uploading shit after they break up.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to upload this video of you.
Right. Or he just has it on an SD card. He's like, oh, this is a fun one.
Yeah.
It was a family video. I'm going to upload this. Yeah.
Yo, K, you can't do that. You guys are divorced.
I just thought it was a cool video.
Damn.
You're acting like a cameraman.
I hate when my boys act like a cameraman.
I know, dude. I hate that shit. Stop looking through the people.
Dude, you're like bi-coastal. I never know when you're going
to I know. I'm trying to be around more and fully bi-coastal, yeah. My sister lives in New York with her little baby.
Her How old?
He's a year and a half. Okay. Going on two. It'll be two in March. He's so cute. He's so funny.
Yeah.
And I put him, you know, I put him in my videos. My
oh, he's
TJ
your
Mac
son.
Videos. Yeah, he's my son. Mm. Yeah.
He's so son? My son?
Yeah. He's the best. He's so funny.
That's awesome.
You got to keep that going, man. Up until he's like 16.
I know. Yeah. I know. I think, he really takes to it. Yeah. And they love it. It's good.
He's like 18 with his friends, like acting cool as shit. He's like, hold on. My uncle's here.
He's gonna do. He's gonna say some weird shit.
just like, don't judge us. All right.
He's about to do a character.
He just runs up to you. He's like, "Call it to me. Call me the thing."
My soul.
He's like, thank you.
Yeah.
So what's your plan with music? Because you're releasing a ton of it.
Ton of music. What is my plan?
I'm curious. Yeah, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm curious. Like, so did you plan to do this? Because I've noticed, like, even for one of them, you re-recorded it on a really nice mic. It sounds
Yeah. No. I mean, no. I've been, okay, that character I do, TJ Maxx. Wait, also, those cameras are always going, right?
Yeah.
That's like my close-up camera? Okay, cool.
So why?
So, what was I going to say? So as TJ Maxx, I've often like sang these little songs a cappella. And then people will score them. People, you know, will do piano composition under them or do drums or whatever. And then this sitting song blew up and people started doing full productions to it. And then that's sort of where it took off. But, you know, it's like the whole thing has been this interesting study in like my therapist always says, don't be afraid of the plateau, because he talks about how careers are often like you're kind of plateauing for a while. But as long as you keep showing up, and you're sort of doing the thing that's working, then at some point it just goes boom to the next level. And then you kind of plateau. So this music thing, it's like it's just always been coming in this way where then suddenly this song sitting blew up. People made these amazing productions of it. And then suddenly you like know all these people who know how to make really good music. So then I met this great guy, Josh Mack, who like produced that main sitting version. And then this guy, David Backus, who's a great producer. And then these guys, Gray, who like produced that song, The Middle, with Zedd and Maren Morris. You know that song? Like,
yeah.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Yeah.
And they were like, come record a song.
I'm pretty sure.
Huh?
It has like a billion streams.
Yeah, exactly. You ever heard of that song?
You know that one that's like,
oops, I something. Yeah. But yeah, they were like, come make a song with us. And we did. And it was just like, it was just this whole new world. But you know what I love? And you guys, I'm sure, have had this experience, but music is like, I have felt like it's so much faster because songs are just 2 or 3 minutes long. And then you just make it, and then you can just release it.
Yeah.
And also, I like didn't even know how to release music. Noel told me, and I've been doing it through DistroKid, basically, and it's been great.
Brian texted me, he's like, how the fuck?
I know, I was like, post this. Get it onto Spotify, yeah.
I'm like,
no, but I do like how you're releasing music in the same cadence as you like post videos.
Right.
Like people normally with music, it's like you make something, and then you got to figure out which Friday to release it on or whatever.
Right.
We never did it like that in the beginning, too.
That's my strength or my weakness.
It worked for us in the beginning. Like, we just... Yeah.
You just go. I'm just always like, I don't think there can be... I mean, this is like really like philosophies I think about a lot. Because I just always come back to being like, I just don't think anything can be much more important than just actually getting your art out there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that can feel more important than that. But what I do find is if you just... And you guys know this, too. If you just put it out... Then that bigger stuff comes anyway. Because just putting out my songs got these cooler guys that these big guys to be like, oh, let's make music. So it's like it all moves forward organically anyway. And I've just never been somebody who's like, let's plan something for a couple of years and then release it and see if it works. It's like, no, put it out today.
Yeah.
Because it really might not work.
Yeah,
maybe
that,
your
you,
fourth
you also,
video.
Yeah, yeah. You also hits, want you know? Proof as soon as possible that something is either going to work or it's not.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that you have a reason and motivation to keep doing it.
Yeah. And a lot of things don't work. That's the other thing. It's like, you know, when you post videos all the time, you're like, well, you get to a point where they're working in general, but videos that just explode, you're just like, you kind of never know. Later you look back and you're like, oh yeah, I can see why that's the one that went viral. But this song is made up about like literally the act of sitting. Like,
yeah,
it's like one of the biggest blowups I've ever had. And it's just like,
well, cause it's the opposite of standard.
Cause it is. Yeah. I mean, technically speaking, it is.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to see how many streams. So this has 711,000 streams.
That's
on Spotify.
Good. That's good.
And it came out like 2 months ago or something.
Yeah, but
a month ago. I think.
A month ago.
I think.
What's crazy is how like you unified every art student and drum circle across America in a 2 week period.
That was a moment,
bro. The last time they tried to make that happen, they had to put Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston and everyone and you know, fucking
We Are the World.
Yeah, they had to bring all those motherfuckers in the studio for that. That you made
this was much cheaper.
The next We Are the World.
Yeah.
That tripped me out. That whole room of, I don't know.
Yeah,
that
they're
improv
like,
sitting,
yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was a moment where my jaw kind of dropped. I was like, what the hell? Yeah. I was like, what's
just have an image of
it's
you?
It's like something
I'm
out of like. Yeah, yeah. Or it's like something out of like Independence Day or something, yeah. You know? Like the aliens, they're everywhere now.
They're burning an effigy for you in the middle of the room. Yeah. Brian, we can't wait to see you, Brian.
Yeah.
Sitting
is the opposite of standing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I, that's interesting
so
you
good.
Say that. Because yeah. I will say, like, one of the things I think we've learned through doing this is like, anytime someone ever says like, "No, this is the way things are done traditionally," that often means it's just because it's done like that,
right?
And there's a million ways to do anything.
Well, a lot of the time, that person saying that, I feel like what they're often saying to me is, "Wait, put this paywall between you and the people watching your thing."
Yeah.
So who would do that?
Yeah, who would do that?
Who the fuck would do that?
Oh, is this paywall?
No, the next bonus episode. Yeah.
But that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. You're giving something away and then saying if you want more. That's how I feel too. I'm like, let me give a lot away.
For free.
Yeah, yeah.
For free. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to our sponsor.
That'll probably time well.
Yeah.
Better time very well.
Yeah, there you go.
What I'm saying is, like, it's not the most unreasonable thing in the world for them to be like, wait, isn't there a way you can make more money off of this? And just I wrestle with that a lot. I'm like, yeah, there probably is, but I cannot resist like just
putting it out
just
there,
putting this stuff out.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess
because I go, oh my god, I have this song. It sounds so good. I'm addicted to listening to it. I want other people to hear it.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess what I'm saying is, yeah, you should just question everything. No, like the stat. I think that's a good practice, honestly. Even in making art, releasing anything, or even in business, is like, you know, someone probably came to you and they were like, "Well, no, you should sit on this. You should strategize, and then you should release things on Fridays." And you're like, "Well, why?"
Right.
Because that's
right.
The day that, you know, the max, you know,
right.
The streams for the charts. And it's like, why is that important?
Exactly.
And well, because that could get you more. It was like, no, it's like my fans are going to listen to this because it's a good song.
Exactly. And if it works, it works. And the more success I get, the more I feel sometimes I use the term buying my own bullshit, where like, as I get more successful, I'm like, Brian, you need to keep buying your own bullshit, because sometimes you're not sure if you're right about something, but then you see another, you're like, no, that worked again. Like,
yeah.
I, in a way, like, you can only work how you work, and you can try to mimic somebody else's work style, but you'll never be able to have success doing like a flow that makes more sense.
That's a really good point. Yeah. True. Like, if you're, because then also if you start, yeah, manipulating how you normally do things, people that
can sense it.
They can sense it, but it's like people that consume whatever creative work you're doing, I feel that they're hypersensitive to being like, oh, he wants money, or oh, clearly someone else is in the mix,
right,
and then
right.
they can immediately, they'll write it off as inauthentic to you.
Right.
Now, so
yeah, no, and it's good. There's easy thought experiments to do around it, where I go like, okay, this sitting is the opposite of standing song, like a 55-second video or something, in my apartment that I'm doing a cappella. Like, imagine like workshopping that with somebody before I released it to try to make sure we make something that works. It's just like, it falls apart immediately.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, well, you shouldn't do that because that's the stupidest song I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's only inspiration. And like the second there's just a part of me that just thinks some art, you know, some things that you make, like, they are too they are as fragile as like a dandelion, you know, like, yeah. You blow on it and it just disintegrates.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful metaphor.
I mean, it's like, I don't know.
If you make an
have
album,
the honor
you call
of
it,
making these,
you should call it Dandelion if you make it.
Yeah. Dandelion. That's my new album. Yeah.
what is your plan? Like, what do you see happening?
That's the question. Well, I want to put all these singles together into an album. No.
And then what if you book a show and you have to go sing on stage? What would you do?
I have one this Saturday.
Got TJ Mack live.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Thanks for the
I'll be transparent.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Sitting is the opposite of standing. No, I'm going to fucking have a TV in front of my face, and I'm going to have a phone on the back of it that I can see myself, and that's going to be casting an image to the TV. And you're just going to see TJ Mack's face on the TV.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, I'm about to go. I'm doing my live show. Yo, I'm doing my live show this I will not say I have no fears about it, but
are you gonna sing the music, or are you gonna,
I'm gonna sing live like six songs, yeah, and then I'm gonna do I think TJ Maxx will tell a story, which he's very good at, and then I think we're gonna do a Q&A as TJ Maxx, a Q&A with his wife, and then a Q&A with me. Yeah, this is cool. This sold out. This was like in a smaller venue. They put it in a bigger venue. It sold out.
Where's
so.
The show?
It's here in LA, at something called SoFi Stadium. No, I'm just kidding.
Have you actually fucking got
crypto.com something arena something?
It's a little hole.
It's crazy because like we were trying to put, we had to go through this clearance thing with the music. Because remember those guys I was talking about with the oops, I did. They have like, I don't know, some like permanent licensing thing where it's only their music.
Do you guys know what licensing means? Yeah, we're doing it in Vegas at something called the Sphere, I think. I don't know how big the venue is. I keep like thinking this story is so cool. Where I was like, it was a smaller venue that sold out, and then they put it in a bigger venue and that sold out. But then I'm probably gonna get there and it's like 25 seats. And
What did we start with?
Exactly. They're like, so originally it was gonna be 5 people.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know how many people.
Where
is it? But I'm excited for it. My parents are coming. I'm flying my parents in. It's called. What is
it? Inya Studios.
NYA Studios.
In your studio.
Whoa, that was cool. I've never seen that. You can just highlight something and search it?
In your studio.
Damn, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell us
about
this?
In your east, in your west.
I might be able to comp you guys in if you want.
Oh, might be able to. Good.
I mean, it's
sold out, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
Sold out.
Sorry, dude.
Like all of Noel's shows, man. LA is sold out right now.
Yeah, LA is sold out, yeah.
Those are big spaces.
Where's the LA show?
450,000 people.
Yeah. No. These shows are
the Forum, I think it's called.
Yeah, it's like, what is
it? He does stand up.
The Forum.
Wait, where is it really? Is it at
the No, I'm just doing the
Wiltern?
Yes, the Wiltern.
Are you doing the Wiltern?
Oh no. That's what I was going to do last year. What is this smaller
venue? That's a
big
space.
Luke, I hate to do it. Can you pull up my website?
Wow, we're really doing this.
I'm
right
sorry.
Now. Dates. Noel's got dates.
I got dates
coming up.
I got new dates next year. I do. I'm doing clubs again next year to work out the new stuff.
Oh, I love your stand-up.
Oh,
it's
thank
great.
You. Thank you.
I love that whole
typewriter. Dynasty Typewriter. Yes. So
Yeah. I don't know what that space looks like.
It's like a 200 cap theater. It's really intimate.
Hell
really,
yeah.
Really fun. Gonna. You can join the wait list for the next show. That'll be probably next year. In LA. Mm-hmm. But
wait, did you just get back from a tour? No.
Yeah, well, not technically, but I came back in June. But yeah, so I'm doing clubs on the weekends next year, and I'll probably be grinding locally and
Dynasty Type.
Just crafting the new shit, you know? Back at it.
I love it. I love the 9/11 bit.
Thank you.
I love the bit about like the family computer.
Oh, thank you, dude.
Yeah, that's a great.
And the way you keep referring to your child as it.
Yeah. Yo, thank you.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah, it, man. I think it's fair for a kid.
Yeah.
It's going to figure out a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interests, whatever. You got the baby on the way.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
talking about going on tour. I'm getting texts about bottle companies that want to send me.
Are you really?
Bottle? Yeah, literally. Amber would love to send you guys their baby bottle warming system if you're interested.
Whoa.
It's the baby bottle
warming system. Like baby bottle warming system.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going on this global tour.
Not yet.
Blowing out stadiums. Nah. I'm like, I'm getting this bottle warmer that I think is really nice.
Wait, how soon? How soon is the baby coming?
2 months, less than 2 months.
Wow. Yeah.
That's cool, though.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
you get
man.
Kelsey showing like
starting
crazy.
The fam.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks different every single day. It's crazy.
Wow.
Like her stomach is just growing.
It's going to be great. Are you guys doing doula like or anything crazy. Or just standard?
I don't know. We were going to, but then I just brought it up yesterday and she was like, I don't know anymore. So I don't really know.
My sister did a lot. My sister just had a baby a year and a half ago. My
doula, son. You could get someone with that, though.
Doula.
You
a
like
good
doulas?
One. Like a D's nuts.
Yep. Do you like what? Doulas?
You like doulas? Yeah, I do.
Doula, you know, it could be two.
Yeah.
Doula these balls in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, do you like these balls?
Yeah.
Way better. Fuck.
Do
you like these balls?
Do you like suck dick?
Fuck.
Doula?
That's TJ Maxx doing it.
You like, have to do it.
Imagine TJ Maxx.
You can just be like, doula. Do you like to suck dick?
Yeah.
I guess you could. You like doulas?
It is way better with an accent.
Doula.
Do you like to suck dick?
Hey, brother. I have a question for you.
Wait, so much of the TJ Maxx search bar is always Noel Miller. I know. It always does me proud.
No,
I'll click it and I'll just go watch it again. I'll be like, damn, he's good at that. My wife. What is it? My wife.
My wife said.
Put a car bomb.
I told my wife.
In the hospital.
She do not like to suck dick. Yeah.
I asked my wife.
Do like
Dula. Yeah. Do like to suck dick? She say no.
Yeah, your version would do that. Yeah. I asked my wife.
Yeah.
Do like to suck dick?
Hey, do these ads stink? Are they taking up more space in your mind than you just have the patience for?
Oh, another ad.
Oh!
Guess what? You can make them all go away if you go to tmgstudios.tv because you can have this plus an extra episode of this and more ad-free.
Every single week. Just go to tmgstudios.tv.
We post some exclusive stuff, you know, some behind the scenes and... We got Zach and Waleed.
Yeah.
We got the Zaz Show.
Yep.
Ad Frizzy. We got Stretch and Fade.
Frizzy.
Me and the big man. Me and Big Hunt talking that shit. It's really just me standing there as Hunter puts me in a wine barrel and he's like, you like that, little man?
We also,
how does the wine taste?
We also do extended editions of All Cody and Noel Do's and so on and so forth. I mean, literally, there's too much on there for you to watch. So it's a steaming hot deal. And actually, if it wasn't already cheap enough for what you're getting,
yeah,
we're going to do a promo code. And right now, I'm just inventing this. Right now, what is it? 20% off. What's the promo code? TMG. That's not that creative.
How about this? The promo code is 20% off.
That's good.
Yeah?
No, the promo code is on the fridge.
Okay.
On the fridge.
Promo code on the fridge for 20% off TMG Studios.
You can find it on the fridge here in the ship. It'll be listed on there.
Yeah.
No, it's on the fridge. 20% off an annual membership or? Fuck, that's a lot. 20%. We'll talk about it after this, but. Yeah, 20.
If Cody's uncomfortable for it, you know we're losing money on it. Get it this holiday season fast.
Studios membership.
You heard it here first, folks. 20% off an annual membership. Cody's so uncomfortable with it. It's that good. Yeah, we're just doing it for the holiday season. So sign up, get all this ad frizzy. But if you love the live show, dude, and it works, I'd be down to just show up.
Oh hell yeah!
With a TV, just crazy brother for 3 seconds. You're like, get on this stage.
That would be awesome.
I'm just holding fake C4 in my hand.
I would love that.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
They should. Well, maybe they could have a song. The brother could feature on a song. He could do like an evil rap.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Dude.
You know? Rip. And then it can kind of spook TJ Maxx at the end and be like, that is not what I'm like. My brother is evil.
Yeah, my brother is evil.
I'm sorry.
That's just a video of just him in the back.
That is so good, this sort of dark horse brother TJ Maxx has. You know?
My bro.
My bro.
Okay, anyway, wait, Dula. Wait, my sister had a baby a year and a half ago, and she did a lot of, like, positive affirming, like, with the help of a doula or something. That anyway, I'm using it now in my life and, like, my work. I've, like, remapped the
You have
phrase.
A doula?
I'm having a baby today.
Hired a doula to sit with you in the writing room.
Yeah, exactly. No, she You're has. Having... I think the phrase I
just
always
breathe,
remember.
Just breathe. Just
yeah,
breathe.
Just get
it's
through.
It's hard
it.
Being the boss sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just breathe.
Yeah, she's like, those shoes look great.
Yeah.
Slam no, that... on the typewriter hard.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
One of the best phrases is, I think my sister used to say to herself, having my baby is easy because I am so relaxed. Which I feel like is good to like apply to life. Like making this video, making this thing is easy because I'm so relaxed.
It's so,
writing this book is easy.
No, it feels so corny, but positive affirmations, they do work.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Positive.
Drain your brain.
It does.
Yeah.
It does work.
I know.
But just being positive in general.
Do you have to do any of that with running?
Do you
have
what?
To be like, I'm going to get to the end of this race. I'm going to positive.
For
like,
sure. Yeah.
A lot of psychological stuff.
Yeah, I think that's definitely important.
Oh, dude, we forgot to congratulate the winner of the New York.
I know, the winner of the New York Marathon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. It's everybody crazy. Else was like 7 miles behind you.
Yeah, dude.
And you were just kind of like.
Yeah, 155.
Like,
I broke the record.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is that the record? Hour 55?
No, it's two hours. That's the record. 2 hours and like 30 seconds or something.
Who the fuck ran people that? Run... The Terminator?
Just happened like two months ago or something.
It was T-1000.
Look it up.
It's T-1000. Yeah. His hooked ass hands.
Which celebrities? Ooh, Vulture.
Yeah, I think I was second on this list, actually.
It's so great that
Casey got first, obviously, but I think I was second on it.
That's great that a website about culture is called Vulture.
Oh, this is Casey's. Oh, I see. Wait, but you set a PR, right?
No.
But I thought, oh, it said that on your Instagram post or something.
What? Said what?
I thought it showed that you set a your own personal record running.
On Strava, maybe it said that because I didn't Strava the last one.
Oh.
Okay. Like my PR, I was like 23 or 24 or something when I did it. So
oh,
it was like
okay.
A long time ago.
What is
it? I'm 23 right now.
What?
What is it?
I think it was 342, I think. Oh, I wasn't second on this list. God damn it. I was.
You're third.
Fourth. Which is
wait. So okay. So you did it in 3 hours and 53 minutes.
Yeah.
And the fastest person ever did it in 2 hours.
Yeah. So look up.
But that person was on methamphetamine.
Yes. Could you, bro? Could you imagine at the gun start?
Somebody
like,
have.
No, he's just lighting up a spoon.
Yeah, yeah, spoon. Yeah, sorry, I got the wrong drug. Yeah.
Wait, do they? Yeah, do people inject meth?
I forget.
No, it's a meth pipe. It's like.
How do you guys do it here?
Yeah.
I just snort it.
Usually. 2 hours and 4 minutes?
Oh, yes.
No.
Yeah,
that's
that's
the fastest New York City marathon time. But just look up world record marathon.
Can you also look up most efficient way to smoke meth? Yeah, would it be
search,
like a little pookie pipe?
Can you search world record, there, like... world record most meth smoked? 2 hours, 35 seconds.
Bro.
No one has broken the 2 hour like barrier. It's like a... It's
but
like,
they will.
I mean, it's
this
gonna
is what
happen.
Happens in sports. Kelvin get better and Kip, better at yep. them, don't they?
Kelvin.
But
Kip
marathons
them.
Are unique yeah, because Kip there's them. So much wear and tear.
Yeah,
it's not like swimming 100 meters or whatever, where you can just get like better. Oh yeah, we talked about that on this podcast.
What
those fucking shark leggings that people were wearing for swimming?
Yeah,
that then they outlawed because they made people go too fast.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
The
they were like, no, not with the shark legs.
There's got
you look too cool.
Yeah.
There's a stupid pun there with his name being Kelvin.
What?
Just something about, you know.
Kelvin temperature?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah,
see.
Something.
Yeah,
yeah. He's on fire. It's Kelvin.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's really 0 degrees Kelvin.
Wait, dude,
that's
you know, I'm not the first person to say this, but I just yesterday realized the irony of the name Magic Johnson.
I don't, what is the irony?
Like, that he like,
oh, he has a Magic Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he survived.
It's almost like an. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Survived
right.
What?
HIV.
Yes. It doesn't he like not have it anymore?
No.
Right. Right.
Does he not?
No,
I think he
like,
eradicated it from his body. Or
yeah.
Something.
Really?
He's like one of the first people to do that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Is that just a money thing?
I have no idea.
Like, is that? Or is that just, yeah, I guess that'd be a money thing, right? Like he could kind of pay for.
Like he has access to like the best.
Right.
Like,
it's probably a combo.
Drugs.
It's like money and.
Money and
the story
time.
I always heard was that he like worked out every day and was like perfect with his nutrition and health or something.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's also probably like, and he paid millions of dollars for the best doctors.
But it's there's also that guy who like, who ate a bunch of peppers and like Scoville to like kill cancer.
What? And did it work?
Yeah. Look that up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude eats like spicy food to combat cancer. Because I guess his thesis was cancer ratings are low in like other countries
that eat really spicy food.
Where they
food.
Eat really spicy food.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So that's it, guys. If you get
why,
it,
yeah,
you just got to eat hot ass food.
You ever have this thing where you feel like you've seen a million funny TikToks, and then you go through your likes, and you're like,
yeah, this shit,
why
bullshit right here,
like that. Yeah. All the time, I'm like, whenever Kelsey's like, I got to show you some TikToks, I'm like, oh, I got so many to show you too.
Exactly.
And then the last one I liked is from like 2016, and I'm like, how did it, was TikTok even around?
Yeah, I've actually never gotten over. There's two TikToks of Cody's I'm sure a billion people have seen, but there's the one where the guy's head is like steaming and then it cuts to you and you go, are you on fire?
Yeah.
And then that other one where you match up what you know about rolling down in the deep and you mash it into another song. Yeah. And it sounds horrible.
No, I like the one that went crazy over COVID where that person drank all those boba balls and you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, this video is really sublime. It's so simple.
Yes, David, I've just finished one of the most intense workouts I've done for a while.
What, like, what is going on?
Are you on fire?
It hits every time.
Are you
Go to the one with the mashup. It's like the next video or two videos later.
You guys are making me feel really special.
Right. This is fire. This is what they call fire content.
It's the last good thing I've ever made, I guess.
Nar, there's so much.
Nar. Remember when we used to do like them on stage? Like TikTok to me feels like it's 3 years old. But it's been around for fucking so many years.
Oh yeah, when we do like the, you know, tractor pulling check.
What?
You're talking about?
No, on like, stage when we
When we'd be like, we'd say, you know, we'd go like, my cousins have no teeth check, and we'd be like in, you know, the South or something.
We pull it up and everyone would be quiet.
That was such a moment.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bombed it. Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da check. What are the new things on TikTok?
Bro, I think my greatest performing TikToks is just me not talking.
Mm.
I've had the most where I don't speak. Yeah.
You just react, right?
Or I just smile. It started with
I know that. I know that trend.
Yeah. I just did it with this fucking fish getting
let me see it.
Put through a bandsaw.
Wait, also, you know what just came swimming out of my memory the other day?
What?
That woman. Oh, there he is.
No, not that one. Not that one. Keep going.
He's that woman who used to eat pickles, ASMR. Remember her?
No.
I'll show you. It just hits every time.
It really does. It's enjoy.
The best joke ever.
Yeah,
I just genuinely love that first video too.
Yeah, just so for some reason it makes me feel so good.
Wait, look up pickle lady crunch ASMR. You guys are gonna remember this, I think. She was like, she would type a lot. Not well. It was more of a YouTube thing because it was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, search lady sucks pickle.
Yeah,
gingerly
big pickle sound. Lady sucking
big pickle sound. Look up. Do like to suck dick. This, yeah, remember her?
Oh my god, no, never seen
when
this.
It rips. When
oh my god,
listen to the crunch sound.
Word art.
Hello. You remember her?
She a legend?
She's a legend. She is an icon, and she is the moment. But skip forward to that pickling a little bit. We can do it here.
Oh, would she just eat the pickle?
Oh god.
You don't like it?
No, it just made me feel really weird.
I love it. Listen, when she takes a fresh new bite, it's a triumph.
That texture is crazy.
And those half pickles? Isn't that lit? Don't you want one? Do we have any pickles here?
Dude,
it sounds like she's doing a bit.
Yeah, it sounds like she's eating rocks or something. Like, the texture sounds so wild. Holy, it's
every time she takes a bite.
Didn't make you feel good?
No.
It gives you
I don't know.
I forget the floss kind of shreds a little bit, and you're like, oh.
I get that with Velcro.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just regular Velcro. Yeah. You're Velcroing your teeth.
Yeah. No, when I hear Velcro ripping, it just makes my teeth.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I hate the like knife on a ceramic plate or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. Dill chips. Close enough.
Oh wait, they're not like pickles though. They're slices. We're not gonna get the same crunch.
On the floor. Yeah.
New carpet.
Hey, new carpet.
Have you guys ever seen New Weave 22 inches? Yes. Probably. I think that's not you can play it, but there's gonna be part of it that would need to be fully censored, and there's full nudity in it, so maybe we shouldn't pull it up.
No, my TikTok feed is like lobotomy edits. Like straight up. It'll be like footage of Counter-Strike in like color changing patterns. Like rotating skulls and shit. Just like
these are not expired. This is a 1994. This is such a different animal, though.
How is it? No, you know what are the best butter butter pickles. What are the sweet ones? Bread and butter.
You like those?
I'm sorry. What? I didn't realize there was people that didn't like
those. Realize there were people that did.
Oh, am I the weird one here? No.
I didn't know there was a community everyone that likes, had anything to do with
everybody
those.
Likes those.
Likes what?
Bread and butter pickles. The sweet
this
ones.
This is where you realize you're in the Truman Show. You're like, all the people in my life say they love them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yes.
Yes. Cody, we love them.
We love your podcast, too. You're so good at podcasting. You have cool opinions. Like that one.
Look at all these pickles.
Bread and butter.
Oh, I love
them. Why are they called that?
Because they're
such a misdirect.
Because that's what it's for. It's four sandwiches. It sweetens up the sandwich a little bit.
Oh, well,
gives
you know
a turkey sandwich a little bit of a...
You can sell me on it, yeah.
Oh, dude. I love these so much. I can't believe you guys are weird.
You guys know what
No, you guys are the weird ones.
I just remembered I just saw a movie that was so good. This is kind of a non sequitur, but I just saw this new Nicolas Cage movie called Dream Scenario by A24.
Let me see it.
You should check it out.
Why? Are you
I don't know. That's all I got. No. That's where that dried up.
Cool. We can end it on that. Well, everyone go watch Dream Scenario. And
I don't know. I had something to say about it earlier, and I was like trying to remember that, but it's great. It was really great.
I just watched
something about it.
Wait, is this in theaters?
It's about to be in. Oh, you know what it was?
I love that name.
I was just thinking, maybe I was thinking about your live comedy, Noel, because I was like, seeing things in a theater with other people is just,
very different.
It is the way. Like, What?
Cody hates going outside.
Oh, really?
We're on different pages.
The bread and butter. You can have your bread and butter pickles at your house.
Dude. Yeah, I want to be around random people.
Wow. I just remember I saw Bridesmaids okay. in theaters, and it was so good. And I was always like, oh, if this had just been released to streaming, it wouldn't have. But anyway, this was just so good in it.
I love that Nicolas Cage is in just 5,000 movies.
Yeah. I know. Awesome. He just goes.
Actually, when I recorded my special, I could see Cody at times just like.
I know.
Yeah, I was like.
I mean, I do like to be somewhere where I can play on my phone, which is not a theater.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. I'll only watch something almost unfiltered. Like, I'll only watch something all the way through if I'm in a theater where you can't push pause.
Yeah, to soothe Cody.
I still go pee three times.
To soothe Cody during the taping, actually, I specifically wirelessly transmitted one camera to his smartwatch. So you could just sit and watch it in the bathroom like,
yeah.
This
he
is a good
it's
fucking
a TikTok.
Show.
You make it so that he's swiping through TikToks, but it's all just actually the show.
Like, man, this feed is
It's just the buttons on the side.
Yeah. You keep commenting. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just liking every third one.
Love this.
Commenting. Lol, lol, lol.
Like, ha, ha, ha,
L,
I keep seeing this.
W, W. Yeah. Weird trend. Yeah, so
this friend of mine, Jordan Firstman, said, or I've worked with him too. He's really funny, but he was like, he was saying that you know how TikTok sometimes feeds you a TikTok where there's like one like and like no view.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like actually, like every 10th TikTok or something like that. He said that now, anytime he sees those, he always comments, "Why isn't this viral?"
That's good.
I'm doing that.
That's really fucking good.
I'm doing that.
Give that person a little bit of like,
yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Why isn't this viral?
Especially if it came from you guys, that would be crazy. They'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this shit about to blow up. I'm getting in early.
Waiting
yeah,
at their
yeah.
House
first,
going
yeah,
apart.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll comment on like the two like TikToks. I'll just go nice. Try to blow it up.
Yeah, I often get fooled where because I don't really look. I knew somebody who used to look at the like counts immediately and only stay on TikToks with a lot of likes. But I don't look at that, so I'm just looking at them. And then sometimes I'll be deep into a video and I'm like, why is this kind of boring and random? And then I'll be like, oh, this has one like. This is just some video, some person on a farm in Kansas. Like
no, it's going to get good. It's going to get better.
Yeah.
No, it's going to turn up.
Yeah, it's about to turn up.
Oh, whoops.
Oh.
Well, yo.
Should we hop to the turn it up? Zone?
Yeah, we can cut over to the bonus. Everyone, thanks
bonus.
For listening to this episode. Go follow Brian on everything.
Brian
follow him in the
Jordan
street.
Alvarez, BrianJordanAlvarez.
Yeah, Brian Jordan Alvarez.
Go check him out on Spotify.
Check me out on Spotify. Look at that. Spinning. My numbers are going up.
Pickle in the fridge.
Pickle in the fridge.
What else we got? Oh my God, the Chicas one is.
Chicas is great.
That's a really good song.
Dentist. Have you guys heard the new? Actually, we should play a little bit of Dentist. This is what I should promo. My new song, Dentist. It's right there. It should be the pinned. You guys heard this with good speakers?
just like what I think. Did then just said it's not as good as then to floss it doesn't like the thought of it.
Okay. So don't you say what I think. You don't have to keep playing.
I want
to
hear it.
Calendar this Thursday. I'm gonna make an appointment. What the dentist? Let me tell you about the dentist. He gonna make your teeth white. He gonna give you good advice. He gonna help your teeth and your son and your friend and your wife every time.
Good.
He gonna clean your
mind. Yeah, it's great. It's about to break into the chorus, I think.
When you are flossing every night, or if you like.
Here it goes. And that's why the dentist. Sounds like Phil Collins.
Yeah. That's fire.
We should really workshop this one.
Yeah, we should. You should take this down. I think we should work.
We should put it behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Wow, we should really be pitching this to Netflix as a whole TV show.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And a product.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, we should make people buy this song
with a
toothbrush.
Hit up TJ Maxx and actually do a collab with them.
That'd be great.
Where we sell the toothbrush that's branded TJ Maxx.
Yes.
With TJ Maxx.
Yes.
It takes about 7 years to get done, but I think we can get it done.
Yeah.
What do you say?
All right, I'm in. I'll sign wherever you want.
No, that sounds awesome, dude.
Do you work with songwriters at all, or are you just doing all the melodies?
Yeah, no. These guys were just producing. Some people are just producing, and then we started writing together while they're producing, and it's great. Yeah, yeah. It's such an easy collaborative flow. It's like not. It feels so natural. I love it. I don't know.
Yeah,
you guys know. I mean, you guys, you were some of the first funny people I knew where I was like, wait, but this is a full ass production level song, you know?
Yeah. We had no parts in that.
It was so good.
Shout out.
But you're applying your creed.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I really got to fucking piss.
All right. Well, Cody's going to pee. Brian's going to pee. Thanks for everyone listening. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, everyone listening. Thanks for listening, everyone.
This week on the Bone Zone. Yeah, but if you come in a bottle of water,
strictly doggo.
You're like, that's the goose. And, like, and that's a bottle with cum.
Yeah, no. You're like,
you can smack Jello.
I do that every night.
Yeah,
watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.